from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, BT and Sal back on the fan. It's 11-28 Subway Series 2.0 begins tonight. Yanks got to get a little payback here. Got to get a little payback. And to help us get into it, and we did this with the Mets. We had some of their big guns, Piazza, David Wright, Matt Harvey. Now it's the Yankees' turn as they host. We had David Wells yesterday. Today, Johnny Damon's in the house. Johnny, it's BT and Sal. How you doing today, bud?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic, guys. Up in the Boston area. I know there's a lot of great series going on. I'm up for the Yankee-Red Sox series in a couple of days. So it's exciting to be back up here in Boston.
All right. Well, it's more exciting when you're down here in New York. Let's be honest. Boston. Screw Boston. Who cares about Boston, Johnny? Nah, I'm just messing with you, bud.
No, I hear you. I hear you. But that's why this is a great rivalry. And I'm glad that I was loved and hated in both areas. So, and I was fortunate enough to win for both teams. So it's... it's a love-hate thing for everybody with me.
Listen, we love you. I guess partially hate you as well. But, you know, your baseball journey is amazing. And, we all know how good you were. I didn't realize, and maybe you've spoken to this, and if you have, I don't mean to be repetitive. I'm very curious, though. Very few players get to basically 2,800 hits like you did and then hang them up. You know better than me, but was your body that beat up where you couldn't stretch it out and try to get to 3,000? That's Hall of Fame.
Oh, not at all, man. My body is still tip-top shape. I have my hydration drink. I always bring my A game, and that's my drink. But I wanted to keep on playing, but, the money ball, the sabermetrics, all that BS pretty much got me out of the game because I could still get good pitching, but I had a really good year with Tampa Bay. I could not get signed until May 1st. And when you miss 10 weeks of the season, spring training, first week, obviously you're not going to be ready to rock and roll. So I was playing golf, hanging with the boys, and then I get the call, try to come back. And it took me about 100 at-bats to be ready. And as soon as I was ready, I get released by Cleveland, and then I head back home to Florida. So unfortunately, that's how it ended for me, but I'm still playing soccer every Sundays. I've got 8 kids who are keeping me super busy, and so I have to stay young, I have to stay fit, and it's unfortunate.
Wow. Where are we at with the facial hair and the hair? What's that looking like these days, Johnny?
Oh, I got facial hair, I got my long hair, I'm competing against my 7-year-old son, Dash Johnny Damon, and he's got flowing locks, and we'll be rocking it up in Fenway Park in a couple of days.
Oh, you're going to the little Yankees Red Sox, are you?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we'll be there. My kids haven't seen a game at Fenway. They have seen a game at Yankee Stadium, but this is going to be a very cool experience for them. And just out and about, pumping my drink A game. And that's why I'm up in this area now.
And what will the family be rooting for? Who will the family be rooting for, Red Sox or Yankees, Johnny?
I'm going to let them decide because it's tough. They have their own opinions. I'm not going to be political, but they get to decide who they want without any ill will from myself, because I don't know who I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for a lot of the guys in the back of the jerseys. You know, I think Soto has done amazing things for the Yanks, and Aaron Judge obviously is incredible. But I love watching Jaron Durant for the Red Sox. So he reminds me of somebody much younger than myself.
Yeah, he's got his passions also. So, by the way, we're talking to Johnny Damon here, BT and Sal on the Fan. So, you know, those Yankee teams back in the day, obviously 09 before that, the Red Sox teams, they had great players, clearly, but they just had gamers. You know, you watch the Yankees, and we know that they have a couple of great players. Do they have enough dogs? Are there enough gamers on this team? I feel like I watch them, and I feel like they don't. But what about you?
Do the Yankees have enough gamers?
Yep.
I think they need to be healthy, because look what happened once Stanton got hurt. They started losing some games. But the Red Sox, they have a lot of young kids that they're not tired after the All-Star break. So I know they lost their first couple coming back from the break. But if these guys can have some confidence, we have our 2003-2004 Yankee-Red Sox going after it again, and everybody loved that time in baseball. It was definitely one of the greatest times, and we'll see what happens.
You know, Johnny, you experienced, as you said, the highest of highs for both the franchises with the Red Sox and Yankees. Which one felt better for you?
Well, nothing can compete against the World Series for the Red Sox. I mean, after 86 years, heartache and heartbreak year after year, and then finally doing it was amazing. But you obviously winning in 09 was great for me personally, winning with the Red Sox and being on the same in the same sentence as Babe Ruth and I as the only two starters who have won for both franchises. But, I mean, it's been 15 years since the Yankees have been back. I mean, I know I helped break the curse of the Bambino. Maybe I started another curse of Johnny Damon for the Yankees, but we'll see what they can do. I mean, I've been rooting for them. I do like the team, but damn, they got rid of me at a time when we just won a championship. So it's definitely tough for me to say. I believe we could have won some more. I helped bring CeCe to the team. I helped bring AJ Burnett, and then we only spent 1 year together, a championship year together, but I don't know. I do believe I was a much better baseball player than they thought.
Yeah, well, this sounds like you should have a little beef with Cashman. I mean, unless it was a Torrey, was it like you have to have a thought as to why they jettisoned you and didn't bring you back? Because I don't disagree. There was still some winning to do with that team. What happened? What was the problem?
Well, they all loved me. Girardi loved me. Kevin Long loved me. The team loved me. But
I said Torrey. I meant Girardi. My bad. My bad.
Yeah. So, obviously. So we didn't have much of a negotiation. They came at me 2 years, 14 after coming off that year, and I wanted to negotiate and reach a contract, but you know, unfortunately, they brought back Nick Johnson, and the rest is history. Yeah. I went to Detroit, had a great time hanging out with Kid Rock and Chris Chelios. And then I went closer to home and hung out with, Tampa Bay. I got to drive home every now and then. So my time in New York was fantastic. I love it. But unfortunately, things just don't work out the way you want them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Therefore, that's why I'm sitting on a boat here in Hingham, Mass. Right now.
And Johnny, you experienced, you know, the Subway Series tonight. I know you experienced, obviously, the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry at its peak from both sides of it. How about Subway Series? And at your time, when you first got to the Yankees, the Mets were in control here in 2006. They were the better team in town. But do you have any memories of the Subway Series or how you felt about that rivalry?
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. I believe in 09 was the best when we saw CC like hitting, and that was awesome because CC was a great hitter, and we dominated in 09. And I loved going to the new ballpark. I know Shea was sexy older, but I really loved the Mets City Field. It was a great ballpark. I think it was a great ballpark for families, and I can't wait to go back there one day, and hopefully I'll be able to take my family and enjoy every special moment they have there. And obviously I love Yankee Stadium and that short right field porch that, you know, I got the first hit there. We won a championship there. You can't top it.
You know, I think, Johnny, maybe after hearing this interview, Steve Cohen of the Mets should invite you out there to throw out a first pitch. The curse of Johnny Damon! The Yankees have not been back to a World Series since. Even the Mets have been to a World Series in 2015.
And lost.
Yeah, to my Royals, but I did root for the Mets in 86, and who would have known that it was against my Red Sox team. The reason why I wore number 18 was because of Darryl Strawberry, and then 18 years later in 2004, we win. 86-year curse, and the Mets won in 86. So I love the Mets, and I love the history. I love throwing out numbers to everybody because I'm the only one who thinks about it.
Wow, that is some fascinating stuff right there. Hey, maybe I got to get on this A-game drink, too. I mean, look at all those numbers and math you're throwing out there. Johnny, I like it.
Absolutely. I mean, you got to bring your A-game every single moment of your day, whether you're a parent, a teacher, a radio host, and, you know, also an athlete. You always hear the athletes talk about, I brought my A game or I didn't bring my A game, but when they bring their A game, they normally win.
That is good. John, before I let you go, I think the fans will probably enjoy, listeners enjoy hearing this. Your all-time three favorite Yankee teammates.
Oh, well, Jason Giambi was the absolute best. I played with him in Oakland, obviously, but, let's see. A-Rod and I go back to when we were 14 years old, and A.J. Burnett, I mean, I recruited his ass so much in 2008 and 2009 to join me with the Yankees, and we ended up winning. But there's so many guys. I mean, I love Jeter. I love Posada. I love Mo. I love all those guys. So it's really tough when we are asked those questions because I was – friends with everybody.
Yeah,
the clubhouses were always great, and so it's really tough to answer that question because I love all my teammates.
I get it, but here's what I've learned during the interview. Because listen, being out of New York, WFAN, all we do is talk. You know, why hasn't Cashman built the championship team? Well, from what since 09, what you've told us, he didn't even build the 2009 championship team. You did. You recruited CC. You recruited Burnett. What the hell did Cashman even do back then?
I mean, I do what I can for my team, for my players, because we are all family. And, yeah, it's unfortunate I didn't come back. But, you know, they had other ways to try to build the team. And it's tough winning a championship. I mean, the teams they've been putting on the field, they have been fantastic. But it is so hard to win. And that's what we tend to forget. Like, when you have a dynasty like the Yankees had in the late 90s, early 2000s, it's tough to build that, and they had a great run, but adding a guy like Soto, it's huge because this guy is a ball player, and we've been admiring him since he broke into the big leagues at the age of 19.
Well, listen, man, we loved watching you. Just, I mean, I would imagine, just based on what others have said and how you played, you must have been an awesome teammate. Great baseball journey, two championships, couple of All-Star games, first-round pick back in the day. Really good chat. And you seem like a regular dude, so thanks for hopping on there, Johnny. We appreciate you, dude.
Hey, always have fun, guys. All my best to you, and can't wait to watch this game on Friday night.
Yep, and what's the name of the drink again? Give us one more pop for you.
It's called A-Game.
There you go.
Go to drinkagame.com. I've got Tyler Adams on my team. I've got Bo Jackson. I have Jorge Masvidal, Barry Thompson, top wide receiver going to Auburn. So, yeah, we are getting ready to crush it. And I know you guys don't like to hear the word grand slam from Johnny Damon, but it's going to be a grand slam. It tastes great. Yeah. No artificial flavors, coloring, sugars from natural honey. So everyone go out there and give it a try and check this out.
I'm going to specifically get that grand slam by Johnny Damon. I love to see that as a Met fan. What, are you kidding me, Johnny? Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Thank you, guys.
Hold on. I'm the Yankee fan here, so let me say, it wasn't so much the grand slam. It was when somebody said Vasquez or Kevin Brown. That's what really drove us nuts, dude. All right, man.
Totally understand.
Thanks,
hey guys,
Johnny.
Have a great
thanks, man.
Weekend.
All right,
you too, Johnny.
You too. That's that guy's
smile
loving
on my face
life
right there.
He is loving life, Johnny.
How about that? What a happy guy.
Eight kids. Oh, everybody. Like, Johnny's just, I don't know if he has many enemies in the game, but I feel like he walked into any clubhouse, everybody loved him because he played hard. He played well. I think he hung out, you know, not like a lunatic back in the day. I think he was just, he's a dude's dude.
You know, it's funny that he said the Moneyball stuff, because before we get him on, I'm looking up the baseball reference page. And I'm like, man, I remember Damon being a good player, but you look at the numbers and they don't jump off the charts at you. Like, obviously, he didn't have a ton of power. Average was his big thing. You know, he hit 284.
Stole bases.
18-year big league career, he hit 284. Like, guys just don't do that anymore.
What was his OPS? Do you have that?
Yeah. Career OPS, 785.
All right, for a center fielder, when center fielders didn't, you know,
understood.
You know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Stole a bunch of bases, as you said, and obviously in later years not going to steal as many bases, but he's right. They devalued what he did well, which is put the bat on the ball and get base hits and hit for an average. So even the year that he left the Yankees to go to Detroit, or they didn't want him back, he hit 271 that year, had a decent year. I like Damon as a player. The one thing that sticks out to me, aside from like the hair and the big home run, he had no arm.
He didn't have much of an arm.
No. Like, no.
Yeah, he had no
arm.
Like,
he could not throw.
Yeah. I mean, why are you going to start dissing him? Why don't you say that?
No, I'm just saying.
At least I had the stones to stand up to David Wells. Here you are kissing Johnny's ass.
What
and you hang up, you say he had a noodle for an arm.
Yeah, what do you want me to say? Hey, Johnny, I loved you, but your arm sucked? I'm not going to say that.
I told Wells that he was a wise ass. You know, he made life tough for Tori.
We got the A-game grand slam. Do we have the A-game Johnny Damon's arm?
I don't know if there's any highlights of the arm. No, he definitely looped it. That was the one tool he did. I'll tell you what, though, he had a little, like, when he for a little, by the way, I was going to say for a little guy, 6'2", 205.
Man, that's not little.
It's not little. Next to some of those roid heads that he played with, but wasn't really little.
Good player, but what a great attitude. Man, I want to hang out. Remember I talked about yesterday being on vacation, I didn't really feel like I reached peak happiness.
You did
I don't
say
know if
that,
I'm ever going to be happy.
Well, you also said you don't know if you'll ever reach peak happiness, which is a different discussion.
I want that kind of happiness.
You'll never have it.
You feel that happiness through the phone?
Yeah, but you'll never have that.
Will you have that?
Probably not.
Is it because of the millions?
No. I mean, I'm pretty happy, but listen, man. I mean, how much did Johnny make? Hold on. So Johnny,
it can't just be about the money.
No, it's not. I'm not trying to. No, I'm definitely not saying that.
He's just loving life.
Well, okay, but you, the license to love life is there.
I know, but he made me happy. Like, his happiness was infectious right there.
Let's see. Hold on. So Johnny Damon. So was I. Johnny Damon made. I mean, I made $111 million.
It's a lot easier to be happy with 111 million in the
bank. It's not going to make you happy, but it can enhance the happiness.
I also
think he's just a naturally happy dude.
Agreed.
And you're not.
Yeah, and that's what I'm envious of. Because let's just say, hypothetically, we had that much money.
God, yeah.
Like, would you say, okay, well, I don't want to do this job anymore.
I would do a podcast and I would coach high school baseball. That's all I would do.
And maybe that would be your happy zone. See, I don't know what I want.
So happy.
Like, a part of me would be like, I want to go to Hawaii and live there. And then I'd
get bored after that.
And then I'd be like, no, I want to be back on the fan.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm back on the fan. I'm like, I don't want to deal with this. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you mean.
So it's not the money.
Yeah, but you don't think that he misses playing?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, he sounded pretty freaking happy. He didn't sound like he missed it too much. Aside from not being with the Yankees after 2009.
If you watch this, you hear us. Could this guy ever be remotely happy? Like, when it's all said and done?
I feel like I'm a happy person. No, come on, that's not true.
I'm not going to be happy either, so don't worry about it. It's not just you.
But are we just all miserable here?
Don't speak for yourself. I'm pretty happy.
Well, I just said I'm
You're never going to be that happy, though.
Well, I admit that. I do admit that. That's probably a level of happiness I will not touch. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. He is a great guy. Speak for yourself. I'm pretty happy.
Well, I just said I'm
You're never going to be that happy, though.
Well, I admit that. I do admit that. That's probably a level of happiness I will not touch. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. He is a great guy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.